Good evening. Thank you for joining us for Health Talks on Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. I'm your host for the rest of the night, Diamond. If you ask the average Canadian to name a famous female Canadian athlete, who would they name? Maybe Christine Sinclair, Haley Humphreys, Clara Hughes, or perhaps the women's Olympic hockey team. Women have had to fight to be involved in sports and to be recognized for their athletic achievement. While female participation in sports has boomed over the last three decades, many girls and women still face barriers and discrimination in the sports world. So today, we will continue our talk about women's in sports with our panelists. So welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Bev.
Yes,
I haven't seen
back.
You in a while.
Yeah, I missed you guys.
Okay, so do you think there are fewer opportunities for women than men in professional sports? Why or why not?
Sorry, run that question by me again.
Oh, do you think there are fewer opportunities for women than men in professional sports? Why or why not?
I'm sure I just had an answer for this, but I don't know if that will come back to me.
Okay. So, I guess I'll start it.
Yeah.
For someone who's not into a lot of sports, I do see a lot of male sports dominated, like, you know, on TV and such things like that. I don't really see women's sports either than, like figure skating and things like that. I know there's WNBA, but I'm not into basketball, so I don't watch basketball. Mm-hmm. I usually see a lot of women in sports when it comes to the Olympics.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Well, for me...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, for me, I'm into wrestling, and they're giving more opportunities for women.
Yeah, I just heard Ronda Rousey made her debut.
Yes, she did. She did very well.
That's good. I remember her getting beat up in one of her matches.
She looked scary. Match. Very scary.
Her last match was from UFC. She lost, right?
Mm, yeah. So. Do you think there are fewer opportunities for women than men in professional sports? Why or why not?
It might be more like... Maybe there's... Well, actually, I mean, yes. Because there's less avenues. Like, mm-hmm. there's... They had to create the WNBA in response. So they had to create women's only sports leagues before it was just like general. But it was implicitly, like it was implied that it was just for men, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like cultural discouragement against women being in sports. Then most that they did when it came to sports events or sports is like being cheerleaders, you know?
True.
Yeah.
And you know, like the other day I just found out that in the WNBA they use smaller like basketballs.
Oh really? Oh,
no, yeah. They don't. Not true.
Really?
Not true?
I'm talking very true.
I was just like, why? Because my sister just got into the girls' basketball team. So we're like, yay, Deanna. And then I was just like, and then my brother told me how they use smaller basketballs. And I was like, why? And my mom was like, why? Because we're like low-key feminists. And we're like...
I love that.
We're like, that doesn't make any sense.
You know
why?
Something? Some of you guys' hands are very big, like us. So I don't know why they use smaller basketballs. They should just use ones that are the same size.
Are you really going to talk like that for the rest of the session?
I don't know.
You know how they have like women's skates and men's skates? I don't think there's much of a difference.
Yeah. No.
I was told it's the way they stop. Like, what was it?
Oh, yeah. They don't have stoppers on the women's, so it's like more dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's like cuter, I guess, because like, they're like in different colors, like pink and stuff.
I don't like skating because I feel really unstable on ice.
I'm used to it now.
And my dad's like, why don't you use men's skates? And I was just like, what's the difference? And he told me.
Who created
skating? And I'm just like, people want me to die. That's what it is. They want me to die. They want me to die.
Simple truth.
But, so my brother, we were researching, like, why the balls are smaller, because I was, like, kind of enraged, you know? But it's on the lines how, our hands are smaller and it's easier to grip. But I don't remember using like a woman's basketball while playing basketball in elementary school.
Like a trainer's basketball.
A ball, a ball, a ball.
Make a difference. They're the same balls.
A ball's a ball. You know, some of you guys have manly hands and you can handle the big ball. Ball's ball. Yeah, you know that he left. He went to the bathroom.
So, what does equality look like in women's sports to you guys?
Same opportunities as men.
I concur.
Preach.
I concur.
Power to the people.
Maybe let's start with like same basketballs.
Same basketball size. You know, same treatment in the basketball uniform. You know, the colors and logos and
same
stuff.
Everything.
Like, just, you know, don't think because you know it's you guys. You have to, you know, I like to make it pink and stuff like that. You know. What if a girl likes red? What if she likes blue? What if she likes green? You know? Mm. And the shoes.
I like blue.
Some of you guys got big feet, so, you know, it's even.
No, I have big feet.
Women's size 8, men's size 8, I think it's the same sometimes.
It should be the same. I don't know.
Equality.
Yeah.
Equality in shoe size?
Everything. Everything.
So, if they have smaller balls, is the hoop lower?
No. Apparently, it's the same size.
Isn't that hard?
It's just the
no,
basketball.
Remember, some of these guys are 6'4", and 3".
Some are
and,
shorter, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then, if the hoop's as high and the ball smaller, like, the weight of the ball helps it, go in, right?
Yes.
And the fact that it's actually the same height, but you got the disadvantage of it being smaller.
Like, yeah, so it's like extra work for the short players. So you could just imagine how intense like the practices are, right? And how hard the coaches are on like the short players, like for example, like the point guard. Like your layups have to pass the rim. Like they can't go up to the rim and come back down.
Yeah.
You gotta really
I have to analyze this and watch some WNBA.
Yeah, watch it, you'll see
like with a magnifying glass.
No, even when they shoot, like you could just see like they wanna make sure they hit that shot.
Yeah.
Like, you could see, like, the... You know what I mean?
I understand that, like, okay, women are physically, generally, like, smaller. So maybe, basketball should be smaller. But then, like, if they're the same height for the hoops, like, what is happening, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So what height, like, technically, you know,
whatever's proportioned to the small ball. Like, say if you made the ball, like, 1/10 smaller, make the hoop 1/10 lower. You know?
So, yeah. So, I think there is... So, the original height is, I think, what, 10 foot? So, maybe for, you know, women, maybe they should make a, like, 9.5 or, like, 9.
Wow.
Something like that, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't make the rules. I'm just as shocked as you guys. And I don't even watch basketball.
But then, look, a lot of, you know, a lot of female players are, you know, attempting to dunk now after they've seen, what's her name? Candace...
Michael Jordan?
Candace something. Candace Parker. And Lisa Leslie was the first one, and then Parker was the second.
Oh, you're trying to tell me that girls don't dunk?
No, I'm saying like
now they're getting into the dunking thing.
Yeah,
Travis is backtracking now. He's like, oh my lord, they're all women here.
I ain't scared.
Man, I was so excited right this script because of that.
And there's a I forgot her name. There's another player. I think she has like dreads or something. I think she's like 6'10". She's like the third one that I know of that's dunked in a game. Everybody else is, you know, just keeping with the layups and the shooting. But, you know, who knows? I might change in the playoffs or whatever. But,
that's interesting. So what do you think is the biggest barrier in the driving visibility of women in sports?
I don't know.
You can tell that for once I'm actually silent because I know nothing about sports. But
it's okay.
I'll take a stab at it.
What's your intuition say about this?
It's all good.
My intuition, oh God, that's half dead.
It's more like an opinion question, right?
Yeah. Driving.
But, okay, so I guess the reason why people are not, like, it's not women aren't visible in sports is the reason why, you know, women aren't visible in most things. I think for me, visibility, I think it's the pay gap thing, to be quite honest with you.
The what?
Pay gap.
I think it's a wage
gap.
Pay gap? I think it's a wage gap. A wage
Pay gap. Pay
wage.
Gap. Okay. I was like
wage.
I thought
gap.
You meant
money.
I thought you meant like the you know the button?
No.
On this the is computer.
This has to do with paper, not not like
The money, bling bling, ching chow.
I get it. Yeah.
I think.
Oh, so he's back.
He flew here. So I think I don't that like. There's the opportunity thing where there aren't enough opportunities for women to join sports. But I think more than anything, it's a pay gap thing. Like any, like the gender disparity in pay gaps, I think transcends and it needs to stop just on a general level. But I think sports is more pronounced. And I guess, you know, it makes women question, why do I want to get into the sport when
right.
I may be paid less than my male counterpart?
I think that would anger me.
It's a little bit sexist, I won't lie.
A lot of sexist.
I won't lie.
Get paid like equally, right?
True, you know.
Like, when I watch, because I'm a, I want to say big sports fan, like soccer fan. Cause I
super big fan.
I won't say big because it's not like I know the, it's not like I know each and every like soccer player and I don't watch soccer that hard. Unless it's FIFA.
Unless if it's the World Cup, then that's a whole other situation.
But I can see the vibe and the hype differ from the women's to the men.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, less largely. People.
If I could play devil's advocate, maybe the women have a lower pay gap because a lot of it's dependent on how many people are going to pay for tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
And you see how, like, when you see how FIFA has leagues for the general one and then they have women's FIFA, like, there's barely any coverage. You see, there's barely anyone in the stadium watching, you know? So,
like, for the longest time, I even, like, pay attention. I even know that women's FIFA was a thing till, like, three years ago.
Me too. I didn't know.
You know what's interesting is that now that you bring up the whole tickets thing and audience, there's one sport that I don't know who invented the sport in the States. I don't know if you guys seen it. You YouTube it. It's women's football.
Oh, my God. We'll go to that because I have a rant for you.
Okay, there are two different types. I've seen like actual football teams being started where like the women are wearing like a full regular uniform padding. And playing football, like the full padding.
Yeah.
And then there's one that they started where it's like women lingerie football.
Yeah.
That's
like foxy boxing.
And I saw a YouTube clip of it, and you should see the stands for that. Like it's just as packed as a male FIFA game.
That's not about sports.
It's a sport.
But they're not there for the sport.
But I'm saying
it's interesting. That's like a stadium being sold out because there's a bunch of cheerleaders.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's interesting.
Like a bunch of playboys.
Like you have you have female football players that actually are on the team and wear the full padding, and then the ones that barely wear anything.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point. Actually,
the audience for the barely
not the sex appeal
padding
thing,
one
but
is just as full.
If you
want
to market sports, okay, women's sports, they gotta do two things. They gotta start fighting more, so then people want to watch. Like, oh, who's gonna fight who? And then second, they have to. I've totally forgot what. I don't know. But they just got to do more stuff. Like, you know how guys... Oh, underground betting. Yeah, they got to do that more. Because I truly believe a lot of sports, why it's so popular, is because of underground betting. Because if you actually go to sports events, they're so boring. It's like, it's so, like, dragged on and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And what Travis was saying when I was, like, researching... Because that's the only, like... women in football that I know about.
Yeah.
Like the lingerie football.
And the only thing else I can think of is indoor women's volleyball, but not even in Canada, like in other countries like Cuba or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, because I was watching some clips and there's a Cuban team, and I forgot the girl's name, but let's just say she's number 13. The amount of views that the video of her playing got. You know what I mean? Like, the regular diving on the ground and just playing with her hair. And it's just like, are you like, for, like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I know even Canadian women athletes don't get like that much use. So it literally depends on where.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally where. You know what I mean?
Mm. Like, it's just... real talk.
It's funny, man. It's real funny.
So why do you think it's taking so long for these inequalities to change? Why don't we have like a female football league?
I think most of the men that are in charge of you know, the football league or whatever, I think a lot of them not look at it as like a waste of time, but they maybe some of them don't see the, I guess, the market value in it or whatever. And for, I guess, the open-minded ones, they don't feel it's something that I guess a lot of people, not just men, would want to watch, mm-hmm. whether it's True. On TV or live. True. So they just look over it. But mm-hmm. I think it'd be the opposite, you know what I mean? Because it's not happening a lot. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if they put it out there that one or two time, people would eventually get into it. Mm-hmm. But it's not watched all the time. Like, even for me, so I could watch the NBA, and sometimes I'll say, I wish I had, like, you know, like the American channel watching some WNBA, because mm-hmm. you can watch the NBA mm-hmm. anytime.
Yeah.
You know, the women are wicked too at ball. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to watch.
Yeah. It's a big influence to younger audience as well.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Even, like, you know, we have male coaches. We should have, like, female coaches as mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's true. I think when it comes to that, it's, like, a cultural shift, so it takes time to develop.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you watch the NBA, you'll see that they have men and female refs, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It should be both.
You know what I mean? They have, but they should just do that. They should just do that all around. Like, I just think women's sports just do, like, a complete, like, 360 just come yeah. out of nowhere and be viewed just as much as, you know, the male mm-hmm. sports. Because it, to me, it's just as entertaining. I still think there's a underdog thing happening,
yeah.
you mm-hmm. know, where whoever mm-hmm. wants to bet can bet. Because mm-hmm. it's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, yeah. The thrill could be the same. Like, you mm-hmm. never know. Especially yeah. when you have female players that can take, you know, contact
mm-hmm.
like a man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's what else makes it just as entertaining. Like, one thing I can tell you, you know, that we like to see if we're going to watch women's ball is, like, the women that can play like us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just the regular dribbling, the screaming, and it's the ones that can take the contact and have, like, the handles of a male athlete. Like, when we see something like that, like, we have to watch. It's like, hey, yo, she plays like me, kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what would be more, like, equality if they allowed men and women to play at the same court.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Or if they had a lot of, if they even... If you notice, like, they'll have things like celebrity ball games yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah. That's the only time you'll see, like, both genders on at yeah. the same time. Other than that, it's just, like, men and the women. They should do, like, the mixed thing all the yeah. time. That's yeah. And that will work out for them in every angle.
Mm-hmm.
Business, underdog, mm-hmm. marketing, mm-hmm. everything. Like, that would make money. People would watch that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's more enjoyable because when I watch the celebrity games, then, like, my brother doesn't even know that there's a WNBA. Mm-hmm. He's like, Diamond. He's like, I didn't know, like, why is there a girl on the court?
Mm-hmm.
And then my feminist comes up like, you're right, Jeff. Did you know that? And he's like, oh, really? And he's like, how come I don't see, like WNBA games? And I'm just like, he has a point. Like, I haven't seen a WNBA
yeah.
game.
Yeah, because you have to have the American...
You have to have channels.
Yeah,
the American I don't see channel. Them either.
Not even that. I mean, like, you know, if they have 2K?
Oh.
Like, a video game. Like, yeah, I'm not into basketball, but if they had, like, a WNBA 2K, I'd be the first one to buy that.
I think that would sell out.
That's what I'm saying.
I honestly think that would sell out.
Can you imagine, like, all the girls
Yeah,
that, like,
I think that would sell out.
I
think... And I bet I could see, you know, if they launched a preview for that, I could imagine so many of us buying that game
mm-hmm.
and yeah. low key saying it's for, like, our sister or something. Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Secretly yours.
Like, imagine grown men in the line with WNBA 2K and this is like,
for my niece.
Yeah. Like,
that's for nephew.
Like, it'd be hilarious. And there'd be a lot of, like, that'd be all over social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have, like, a WNBA 2K challenge, like,
exactly.
in the store buying the game and lying about who's it for. But I think it would sell out, I really do.
Yeah.
So, imagine being a young girl in the 1960s. Would you really want to play basketball in school, but there was no teams available? What would you do about the situation if you wanted to start a team? What obstacles do you think you would face, and what would you do to overcome them?
Oh. See, now, you see my face when you read the sentence. Imagine a young girl in the 1960s.
Oh, Erica.
Because this is the only time I'm ever going to talk, because, listen, as a person of color, I'm not safe in no time period.
Like,
I'm not safe in any time period.
I resonate with that comment so much.
You know what I mean? So, like, imagine I'm this young black girl in the 1960s which probably has, like, a different view of what racism in Canada is. Maybe not so different from right now, but it's probably more pronounced back then. Mind you, this is before the 1970s when immigration was like, a thing and mm-hmm. immigrants came in a steady flow. So I stand out and then I want to start a team right away. It's going to be my race that's going to be an obstacle and my gender that's going to be an obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jackie Robinson, who's a man, but he was black, mm-hmm. and even he faced obstacles in being the first Negro baseball player in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to face so much because I'm a girl and I'm black, and yeah, black people should not time travel. We're not safe. Nowhere.
Right.
Well, the conclusion is no time traveling.
No
time.
Exactly.
But for the sake of argument, we're going to continue this with this question. Bev, what do you think?
Well, it's pretty competitive, yeah. I believe. So I probably try to make a difference, I guess.
Oh, I just had another thought. It's not about the time traveling thing. If I could, I'd probably do it. I'd probably hop on a time machine, set for tomorrow, get the lottery numbers, and come back.
Okay. Oh, sorry,
that's about it.
That's very smart.
This is becoming too much about the time travel.
I just had another thought. If I was a young...
If just because you get a time machine doesn't mean you're going to win the lottery, though.
If I set it for tomorrow and go back...
That's a whole nother power.
If I set it for tomorrow and go forward, yeah...
The what? Phone's ringing.
Oh, no.
Caller. Hotline bling.
Future but Erica.
But in any...
She's like, hey, the numbers are...
But in any case, if I was a young black girl who wanted to play a sport in 1960s Canada, where it's low-key or mid-key races...
Mid-key.
I would have to, like, start, like, an underground league.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's that.
Where it's not like known, but because there are probably other women who want to play, but it's like prohibition for sports, basically.
I guess you can start your own team for now. Yeah.
That would be cool. Underground women team. That'd be sick.
I would definitely
do
that.
Right?
It's like Fight Club, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't talk about Fight Club?
Yeah, you don't talk about the girls' basketball team.
You don't mention the girls' basketball team. Number one rule.
Be like, we come home, our men are like, so where were you today? Yeah, we were out shopping. That's it. We're out shopping and knitting.
Right? You guys are doing like suicides and so running a lot.
Like a year later, you come back home all jacked and stuff.
Yeah!
Oh man, knitting. I need to take up knitting.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Holy smokes.
Man's gonna be like,
what y'all doing together?
I would just look at you like.
Like, so that's what crochet does to you?
You should try it. You're like.
You doing what now? Knitting? Where's this place?
Oh man, I gotta get some new.
Probably cheaper than the gym.
So, if people had been aware earlier of the importance of physical activity to maintain good health, do you think would more sports have been open to girls?
Excuse me, what number was that?
Six.
Okay.
If people had been what aware?
Yeah, if people would have been more aware about how good physical, activity would be, yada yada yada.
Like how good it would feel.
No, be like physically.
Just overall,
for you're just like health and stuff. You can breathe when you walk upstairs and stuff.
Yeah.
We're in better shape.
Still waiting for that day.
Do you think sports would be more open to females?
I think so, just because sports obviously has an inherently physical component to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're physically active, then you feel better physically, mentally. Emotionally, you get the endorphins going. Yeah, who don't want to feel happy all the time? So yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
get that dopamine.
You still have to, right. You still have to like motivate them to want to, join or whatever. But in general, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them would be open up to it. Or for example, imagine you guys going to a gym, with our bar court. And let's say there's just like no men in the gym. And this is a gym for like both genders. And you guys seen women actually playing ball shooting around. You guys can't tell me that you wouldn't be tempted to take, you know what I mean, like a couple of shots and then actually run a game.
You'd be intrigued by the game.
You know what I mean? And they would build.
Yeah, and I think younger, you know, younger youth, they're like in their teens, they're women, they're kind of insecure of what they look. But when they see these women in the gym, they're like really pumped up and, you know, like
just like playing the game.
And yeah,
and they're real powerful. And they're like, okay, maybe
it's like, I can do that.
Yeah. Exactly, and like I said, you never know. You might come across those ones that play like dudes.
But you know,
because they have that older brother, like that female
or
MJ,
that
like you know what I mean, or that female Stephen Curry, like you know what I mean, like.
But you know, I think also your question is about whether. If we knew more about how sports helps our physical, like, health. But the thing is, I think a lot of physical health is really gendered in some way. Like, when I go to the gym, I don't see a lot of women in the weight room, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're always, like, jogging on the treadmill or the elliptical, you know? So, even if it was, like, more mass marketed that sports is healthy, I still think there would be some weird segregation, like a social segregation when it comes to that.
That's why when I was in high school at the athletic school, Birchmount, they had, like, weights for women. Because, like, there was co-ed gym, but that was only, like, in grade 11. And in grade 9 and 10, they had, like, you know, separate gym classes, all that stuff. So, like, we would have to – it was so weird because it was, like, you strictly didn't see – the guys at all, even though you knew there was a guys like gym class during like my gym class.
So you'd like hear them like paddling away.
And the funny thing is like the changing rooms, like the hallways were close by and it was all connected through this one door that nobody could go through. Like you cannot go through this door. And I remember like on our way back from the gym, from the weight room, because the weight room was on a different floor. We kind of like crashed into the guys, and the teacher's like,
"How'd you guys do that? How'd you guys do that?"
Okay, so there's
just like bad timing.
Yeah, so there's the gym. We have like two gyms,
yeah,
and one huge gym that they split into two, and it's like there's like a terrace that. There's like
a terrace.
It's kind of like a balcony, like another.
So they named the balcony after a terrace?
No,
a terrace.
It's another word for a balcony. Yeah.
Terrace, not terrorist.
Listen, I don't know terrorists.
Okay.
In my backyard.
Every time you have a show, you need a word defined.
Okay, let's just call it a balcony. So we had this balcony.
Oh, balcony.
We had this balcony where the weight room was, right? And then it's like, one wall was like, because there's, the school was built on a hill, right? So it was kind of like leaned down, right?
Okay.
So the weight room, the balcony was attached to the main floor, right? And then the gym was on this, like, the bottom floor. Do you guys understand?
Okay.
So there'd be stairs from the gym to get to the weight room, and we would see the whole gym because on that wall.
So, like, it's a necessary, like, segue up to the weight room.
So,
okay.
That door that you guys can't go through, that's where you go up the stairs to go to the weight room. There's one on this side on the girl side and there's one on the guy side because there's like they had like two rooms, right? One for like the football guys there and then one for like the regular to the other gym, right? So we were coming down our set of stairs, right? Because we couldn't even go up their stairs, like right? So we came down and it looks like the guys were in that, like, you know, in their place changing. So when they're coming out and we crashed, we're like, oh, what's up? You know, like, because the school was relatively small, so we know all the guys. We're just like, so Jeffrey, how was your pop quiz the other day? Things like that. And the teachers come run like, no, don't you dare. And we're just like, it's not that serious.
Is it in the change room?
It was like, no, it was...
It was just like the...
We're coming down from the weight room and they're going up to the weight room.
Oh, wow.
Right? So I feel like you were saying...
Like you were just like following a formality.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I teach you, relax.
That's what I'm saying. And it's really like, I'm liking how today's generation are more like,
co-ed.
Comfortable being co-ed.
Yeah.
Because when I was like way younger, I like the girls weren't, and I grew up in the high school setting when we were starting to. And it was nice because during the end of the year, the teachers didn't really care what we did. So we got to play like sports and all of us could. And that was my first time actually playing volleyball with a set of guys.
Yeah. Like
strikes are hard, man.
I remember when there was like a ball tournament going on. And so they just stuffed everybody up in the weight room. Like it was the all guy gym class.
Oh, okay.
And then
I thought you guys were just like huddled there for nothing. Like you go in here now.
No, they were using the whole gym. So we were just like we're all just chilling. Like, you know, some of us were working out, some of us were like on the treadmill, some of us were just talking to the girls. So like we knew all of them anyways. Like it was no there was no awkwardness. So it was just you know what I mean?
Okay, so that's sadly all the time that we have. I have so much more questions for you guys.
Next
so much
time. Time.
We'll talk about it next time. To our guest panel for joining us. Come back next week at the same time and same place for another edition of Castle Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. Stay tuned because coming up next is Murphy Round, which you don't want to miss right after our musical break.